Over the past few months, employers across the country have implemented new practices to keep their employees safe as a result of the evolving COVID-19 situation. Many employers have moved their employees to work remotely, which can bring some challenges. This is where employee assistance programs, otherwise known as EAPs, come into play. To talk more about the benefits of EAPs, we're joined by David Campbell. David is a licensed clinical social worker and is the Senior Vice President of Quality Control for CompSych. CompSych is the world's largest provider of employee assistance programs, servicing more than 50,000 organizations throughout the United States. So, David, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, at the end of last year, we were having conversations internally about how fantastic EAPs were and how they're a great resource for both employees and employers. Could you talk a little bit about the benefits of having an EAP program, especially given the current environment we're in?
Well, I think at times like this, we really do shine. And not to toot our own horn, but I think EAPs really, in times like this, you know, we see hurricanes, other natural disasters, but nothing of this magnitude. But it's, you know, our availability. I mean, we're one of the few programs that an employer offers that is available to all employees, regardless if they sign up for a health plan or they sign up for any other type of benefit where something that's available to them. Also, all their family members, anybody who lives in the household. So now with this whole sheltering in place that we're going through and people are living with each other, we're available to everyone in that household, no matter if they're a dependent spouse, mother-in-law could be living there. So it all plays a good part in that. It's all clinical. All our people that are answering their phone are clinical people, social workers, masters in psychology, some psychologists. So we're all clinical. So we're able to be there for the client when they call and help them deal with the anxiety, the emotions. We're experienced in managing these types of situations because we do it every day. It may not be to this magnitude, but it's something that, you know, we deal with and we work with every day as far as people in crisis and people in need. Mm-hmm. So I think that also brings it to help them. And then, I mean, EAPs in general have, you know, resources to all types of information to help people deal with this. And I think it's a one-stop shop, you know, and for most EAPs like ourselves, you know, it's just not counseling. It's financial information. It's legal information, you know, especially in these times with people losing their jobs and maybe one of the spouses are working, but the other one lost their job. So how do we readjust their lives and how do we set a budget for them? And how do we kind of reduce some of the day-to-day anxiety that they're having at this time? And I think an EAP really does kind of have that broad approach to dealing with people holistically.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you touched on working remotely, which is, I think, top of mind for all of us right now, as most of us are home. So if somebody is working remote, how are these benefits accessed? Is this something that can be easily accessed over a computer or over the phone?
Multiple ways. We actually have people allowing now people to call us, that old-fashioned method of picking up the phone and actually dialing a number.
Absolutely.
Which some people have forgotten that's what that little thing is that they carry in their pocket is a phone. But to be all serious, about 85% of the people access using the phone, they call us.
Oh, that's interesting.
But our services and most EAPs are accessible now. We have a website that people can go to. And on that website, they can email us a question and talk to one of our experts through an email exchange. We also have a chat function on that website, so people can actually chat with one of our experts if they want. We call them experts. We talk about clinical, legal, financial, you know, all of those what we call experts inside our house. So there's three different methods. And while they're at the website, they can listen to training sessions. They can read articles. They can do assessments. So we try to get people have access to the EAP in multiple ways. Because for us, remote isn't a new thing. It may be a new thing for many people out there. But we deal with, you know, hundreds of customers, and these customers, a lot of these customers have gone remote way before this event occurred. So we had to be able to deal with people working remotely.
And I'm sure that brings, you know, solace to a lot of people who do want to engage with these different programs. Shifting gears a little bit to trends, I know you work and know all about the trends. You must get a pretty good sense of how people are engaging with these programs. From your experience, are you seeing any interesting trends within EAP services being utilized more during this time?
Well, it is an interesting trend that we anticipate. Our calls are actually down, not up. And we really think that this has to do with a lot of companies scrambling to get people remote, especially for companies that have never been remote, never even thought about being remote. They're trying to figure out how to get people up and running, getting people working. I think most people are trying to initially right now adjust to that new lifestyle. We think it's the tsunami effect where it's right now it's calm. And we think later this month, that's when it's really going to hit, when it really sinks into people that their lives have changed and it's going to change for the future. We think that's when the calls are really going to start to pick up, and it's going to be across the board. It's going to be, I can't believe I've been stressful. I've lived with my family now for 3 weeks and I never had to do this. Because it's funny, we do get calls like that around the holidays when people are close together and being with people that they're not used to being with on a day-to-day basis. I think we're going to get that. I think we're going to see some children issues because parents are now going to be around their children a lot more, maybe recognizing some issues. So we may see more of that. Clearly, we're going to see legal and financial. That is going to be, we think, the big wave of coming forward, how they're going to create a budget, how they're going to establish a budget, how they're going to live on a different fixed income if they don't get back to work quickly. And then all of a sudden, the emotional pressure that we are under will come out, and people will all of a sudden, you know, get to their boiling point and not be able to focus. A couple of things we're concerned about, and I think I've seen this in the news too, domestic violence. We're somewhat concerned that that could be on the rise. We could get more calls on that. And you've probably also seen in the news the increase in gun sales around the country. And we're concerned that people may reach their end and take some action that shouldn't be appropriate. So that's why we're really trying to get the word out to get people to come to us and kind of use us and try to get to us before, you know, the red phone is needed.
Absolutely. And I think that serves as a good segue as to, from your standpoint, maybe there are some tips or tricks. How switching to the employer side, how can employers make sure that they're staying connected with employees to point them in the direction of an EAP if they sense that something's wrong, or just to get that out there? Are there any tips that you would have for them?
Well, it's something that I talk to employers all the time about. It's communicate, communicate, and then communicate more.
Yep.
You can't communicate enough about our program because we're not the health insurance card that everybody carries in their pocket and knows off the tip of their tongue what health plan they're covered under. It's one of those programs. And, you know, we've always approached the EAP as something that we see it in a life event. Anytime we have a life event, we try to have somebody communicate that. So what we're having some employers do now that they're having people remote for the first time, so they're communicating that, and we're giving them information that they can put up on their website, push out through email, little tips, little vignettes, little videos that they can watch, and reminding them also of the work-life areas, the childcare, the elder care, moving, getting supplies, getting services, legal, because people are more apt to talk about that type of information and talk about that type of service amongst their coworkers. Because instead of saying, I'm so depressed, I'm going to call the EAP, they can talk to their coworker and say, you know, I talked to the EAP and they helped me set up a budget. My wife was laid off, but now we kind of feel a little bit more relaxed because we know what the future is holding and we know how we can survive on the money and the income we're getting. They're more apt to talk about that with coworkers. So we're trying to really push that so the word gets out. And the second part, which I think is harder, and I'm not sure if you guys are experiencing it, but you know, managers and supervisors typically have been in the vicinity of their coworkers. They could walk down the aisle, they could walk into the room, and they could talk and interact and engage with their employees. Now being remote, that is even a bigger challenge for managers and supervisors, not just the workers. So how are you getting the message to managers and supervisors? And we're doing webcasts and webinars with them to kind of educate them on how they can use the EAP, along with how they can make referrals to us and how they can recommend us. you know, because they're engaging with their employees in a whole different way today than they did, you know, 60 days ago. So we had to re-educate managers and supervisors that, oh, you can't just, you know, see that Bob's not coming to work, you know, on time, or he's, you know, he's slacking off on his job, you know, but how are you managing them remotely? What are you looking for? What key factors are you going to evaluate a person's performance? Because that's an area that you can intervene possibly to assist them on getting them to the AP, that he's always late for calls, he's always late for meetings, he's missing deadlines, you know, engaging with them, like, what else is new, what we can do and what we can change. So again, it's top level. And again, the message from the top always plays an important role in supporting the program. I mean, we have a lot of customers who have gotten their CEOs and owners to make personal messages to their employees about using the program and how important it is. Those are all kinds of things that we're trying to do.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think you really hit a good point there. It's really about, you know, keeping that open line of communication. Just because you can't see the person, having check-ins, having maybe those morning meetings where you kind of just talk about your day, can serve as a really good check-in point for those employees who may be struggling and need to reach out to an EAP. So David, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Stay safe.
Thank you. To everyone listening, thank you for joining us. We will continue to cover topics that help employers and their employees through this new environment. So be sure to subscribe to Lincoln Absence Advisor on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The information contained in this podcast is for general use and is not a substitute for the advice of an attorney or your human resource professional. Lincoln Financial Group is the marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation and its affiliates. Affiliates are separately responsible for their own financial and contractual obligations.